Father, we thank you and praise you because our Lord has brought the kingdom.
Amen.
Father, we also look forward to the day when the glorious kingdom will fully come. We look forward to the day when there will be no more sin and curse that covers the earth. We look forward to the day when there will be no more war, sickness, injustice, oppression, and starving children. We look forward to the day when the world will be covered with righteousness and the knowledge of yourself. And Father, meantime, we ask that you will cleanse us and empower us by your Holy Spirit, so that we might know how to build the kingdom and to walk humbly with our Lord.
Yes.
Father, as we begin this session, we ask that you will give your wisdom and power to the speaker.
Amen.
We pray these things in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Church, he's going to present to us Chinese Christian as a new force in world mission. Now, Reverend Lee.
在吃早餐的时候，有一位弟兄问我这样的话。
During breakfast, the brother asked me.
他说这一次的大会是不是历史性的聚会？
Is this conference a historical one?
我想一想，我就答复他。
I thought a little while and I answered him.
这样我们思想那个拆船那个聚会有400人参加的聚会。 在我30年在美国这个印象当中是头一次。
During my 30 years in the United States, this is the first time I can ever remember that over 400 people gathered together for the sake of missions.
我相信我们在座当中很多参加过很多冬令会、夏令会的各种的聚会。
Many of you have attended winter conferences, summer conferences.
那些聚会的重点有的是布道。
The emphasis on those conferences sometimes are evangelistic.
有的是培灵粉心。
Other times for deeper life or revivals.
但是用几天的时间，差不多一个礼拜的时间，思想普世拆船的这样聚会是头一次。
But spending a few days together thinking on this topic of world mission for the Chinese, this is the first time.
所以这一次霸山，这一次这个拆船大会。 的确是在北美华人基督徒当中是历史性的。Therefore,
this conference, Chinese Mission 83, to the North American Chinese, is historical.
在普世拆船的工作当中，我们华人的确是走得慢一点。And
in world mission, we Chinese have been a bit slow.
西方的信徒已经走了几百年了。The
Western Christians have been on it for several hundred years.
我们华人的基督徒最近这20年来才开始讲到谈到普世拆船的工作。
But we Chinese Christians haven't started only until these recent 20 or so years.
但是有一样我们可以自己安慰自己的。
But there's one thing we can comfort ourselves with.
就是说 better late than never.
Better late than never.
所以我们虽然慢一点起来。
We may start a little slow.
但是这个也是一个很好的开始。
But we have a good start.
我相信神把我们这一半人从远东带到北美不是偶然的。
I believe that it's not by chance that God led all of us from far east over here.
我们大部分在座当中呢都是从远东来的。
Most of us come from the far east.
其中也有一些 LBC, local-born Chinese.
And we have also some LBCs, local-born Chinese.
我不用 ABC, 因为我恐怕得罪有的可能从加拿大来的 CBC.
I didn't use ABC because some of you may have come from Canada.
但是你们的父母也是从远东来的。
But even so, your parents came from the Far East.
所以我们来到北美或者生长在北美不是偶然的事情。It's
not by chance you came here or you grew up here.
这样的聚会在这样的地方使我想到有旧约的有新约的先例。Thinking
of a conference like this, in this time, in this place, reminds me of similar examples in the Old Testament and New Testament.
在以色列人被掳的时候，神兴起 年轻人来服侍他。
During the Israeli captivity, the Lord raised up young people to serve him.
但以理跟他的三位朋友。
There was Daniel and his three friends.
以斯拉、尼希米跟其他的人。
Ezra, Nehemiah, and others.
有一些他们没有机会回到他们的祖国。
Some of them never had a chance to return to their homeland.
他们就在当地他们的社会当中为神做了美好的见证。
They started bearing witness for God in their local community.
其中也有好些人得着神的带领回到他们的祖国。
Some of them were led by God to their homeland.
回到耶路撒冷，回到犹太的地方来重建耶路撒冷，把那个圣城弄好。
They returned to Jerusalem, to Judea, and rebuilt the city of Jerusalem and the temple.
我们这里这帮人也是这样。
And we are similar to that.
神把我们带到这里。
The Lord led us here.
可能我们在座当中有很多一生就留在北美。
Maybe some of us will have to spend our whole life here.
但是神要我们在北美呢，为他做美好的见证。
But he wants us to bear wonderful testimonies for him here.
但是我也相信神在我们当中一定兴起很多人回到远东那个地区。
But I also believe that the Lord will raise up many among us to go back to the Far East.
甚至到世界其他地方为他的名做见证。
And in many other places of this world bearing witness for his name.
这个是旧约的例子。
That's the Old Testament examples.
我也想到新约的例子。
I also thought of New Testament examples.
在那个使徒行传早期的教会的时候，信徒是怎样呢？
In the book of Acts, in the early church, how were the believers?
因为他们环境的改变，因为他们受逼迫，所以他们要逃到很多的地方。
Because of change of circumstances and persecution, they were scattered.
有的逃到这个安提阿。
Some went to Antioch.
后来这个传福音的中心就从这个安提阿开始。
Which became a center of mission.
以后福音把从安提阿传到整个罗马帝国这个天下。
Later on, the gospel started from Antioch to the whole Roman Empire in the Mediterranean.
我们在座当中也有很多有这样的一个经历。
Many of us have this experience.
有的是因为那个政局的改变，我们来到北美。
Some came because of political reasons.
有的因为在东南亚那个地方那个经济上都不稳定，我们来到北美。
Some because of financial insecurity in the Far East.
但是当我们来到这里以后，
But after we arrive here,
我也相信神一定把我们分散到各地方去。
I believe that the Lord also wants to disperse us to different places.
我不相信神的旨意要我们每一个人永远居留在北美这个地方。
I would not believe that it's the Lord's will for us to stay on here in the North America.
就是在那个北美这个地方舒舒服服地享受生活，安定的生活。
Just to spend a comfortable life.
所以我相信神一定使用我们这一帮人。
Therefore, I believe the Lord will wants to use us.
在过去这二十多年当中，我看见神的确是使用北美的基督徒。
During the past 20 years or so, I really see that the Lord uses the Christians in North America.
差不多每一个大学里面都有一个查经班。
Almost every university has a Bible study.
我们这些华人基督徒为主的名把福音传到我们的同胞。
And for the name of the Lord, we Chinese spread the gospel to our kinfolks.
最近这二十多年以来，有很多新开的教会。
During the past 20 or so years, many new churches had been established.
这些教会都有传福音的意向。
And they all have the vision of evangelism.
所以这个是一个非常好的消息。
That's a great news.
神要准备我们。
The Lord wants to prepare us.
要装备我们。
Equip us.
在我们在座当中也许听见很多这样的例子。
Many of you have heard examples like this.
我们有负担就开始一个查经班。
When we have this burden, we start a Bible class.
以后那个查经班变成一个教会。
Later on, the Bible class became a church.
那么就福音就传开了。
And the gospel was spread.
在我的经历当中，我晓得有一位弟兄。
In my personal experience, I know a brother.
有一次他做这样的见证。
One time he gave a testimony.
他说他起初跟他的太太从香港来到北美的时候。
When he first came to the North America with his wife.
只有两个皮包。
They only have two suitcases.
很简单就来到北美了。
And that's all they have, they just simply came.
但是来了北美的以后得神的祝福。
But later on, the Lord blessed them.
当他们要离开那个地方的时候，
When they finally was leaving this place,
有一个公司要请他从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
He was employed by one company, so he is moving to a different location.
他说他家里的家具这东西两个大货车也上不下。
He had so much furniture that even two trucks were not sufficient to move it all.
所以他就数说神的恩典在他们的家庭里面是多么的大。
So he was counting how great God's blessing has been for his family.
但是他不是单单停留在享受主的恩典当中。
But he didn't stop there, just enjoying God's grace.
神给他们的一个负担。
God gave him a burden.
跟几位弟兄姐妹开始一个查经班。
He started the Bible study with a group of people.
以后这个查经班组织成为一个教会。
Later on, it became a church.
那么今天这个教会大概有900人左右。
Today, this church has about 900 members.
也有一个分会，也100多人左右。
And also, they have another branch church, about 100 people or so.
这个教会是短短只不过有九年、十年的历史。
They only had a history about 9 or 10 years.
所以我看见这样的神的工作在各处我们都看得见。
We can see the Lord working many different places like this.
这些是好消息。
And these are good news.
但是今天早上我不是跟大家完全是自我陶醉来思想这些问题。
But I won't just encourage you to pat yourself on the back this morning.
哎呀，觉得我们很满足。
And just be satisfied with yourself.
我们在普世差存当中啊，虽然有一个开始，但是还要做的不够。
Even though we have a start in world mission, but we have done scarcely enough.
所以我们还需要往前走。
We must go forward.
我在这里提出有几个原因，我们在那个普世差传当中还需要继续努力的。
I'd like to mention several reasons why we have to continue to labor.
第一，我们还是目前呢，我们的方向还是在对内的比较多。
First of all, our direction right now is still pretty much introverted.
我们对外方面那个意向还不够大。
And going outward, we still haven't had enough vision for that.
这个我们需要继续靠主的恩典把我们的意向扩大。
By God's grace, we need to expand our vision.
我们常常看看自己的教会还是弱小。
Many times we look at our own church still small.
我们说我们哪有力量来做差传的工作呢？
Then how can we possibly have power for missions?
怎样能够讲的谈得上那个出钱出人啊，到做这个差传的工作呢
？How can we have the resources of money and manpower？
比方说，我们从台湾来的弟兄姐妹。
For example, if we come from Taiwan，
我们在那边有1800万的同胞。
We have 18 million people there。
大部分的人还是拜偶像，不认识主耶稣基督做他们的救主。
Most of them are still idol worshippers. They do not know the Lord and they're Jesus Christ, their Lord.
所以我们的负担，我们那个集中我们的精神就在台湾。
So we must concentrate our burden, our work in Taiwan.
我们看不到这普世这个整个主的工作的需要。
We cannot see the need for the Lord's ministry in the whole world.
我们在北美的基督徒恐怕也有这样那个思想。
I'm afraid we may have that kind of thoughts in North America also.
很多我们从那个小教会里面出来的，100多人、几十个人。
Many of us come from small churches, maybe 100 people or even less.
我们就说，我们那里有力量做差传的工作呢。
And how are we going to have the resources for missions?
所以我们在这个意向当中，我们一定要扩大。
Therefore, we must expand our vision.
若是在安提亚教会这个信徒，他们总是想我们安提亚的人还没有相信耶稣基督。
If the Christians in Antioch keep on thinking about how many more people in that city have not believed the Lord yet,
我们怎能够打发保罗、巴拿巴到外面做布道的工作呢
？How can we afford to send Paul and Barnabas for missionary work？
但是当圣灵呼召他们的时候，整个教会都顺服圣灵带领。差派这两位同工出去。
But when the Holy Spirit called them, the whole church, in obedience to the Holy Spirit, sent them out.
我记得郑国牧师在菲律宾马尼拉侍奉的时候。
I remember when Reverend Mark Chan was still serving in Manila in Philippines.
马尼拉的灵会堂是对差传走在前头一个教会。
The Grace Christian Church is one of the leading pioneering church in missions.
兄弟有机会跟在郑国牧师手下来同工有好几年。
And I had the opportunity to work under him for several years.
从他当中学习不少这个差传的功课。
From him, I've learned many lessons concerning missions.
在他那个礼拜堂那个讲台上面有一个口号。
On the pulpit in his church, there's a slogan.
这个口号说，全世界是我们的工厂。
It says, the whole world is our field.
我们基督徒应该有这样一个意向。
We Christians should have this vision.
他们虽然住在马尼拉，
even though they lived in Manila,
但是他们说全世界是我们的工厂。
But they said the whole world is our field.
所以我们基督徒一定把这个窄小的观念打破。
Therefore, we Christians have to break this tunnel vision.
让我们有一个那扩大的意向，把整个世界放在我们祷告工作当中。
That we may have a broad vision, including the whole world in our prayer and ministry.
这个是头一个问题我们要克服的。
That's the first difficulty we must conquer.
第二个拦阻呢，我们常常经验到的。
A second obstacle we constantly experience.
就是家庭的压力。
It's a pressure from the home.
多少年轻的弟兄姐妹在一个特别聚会里面，他们奉献献身预备服侍主。
There have been so many young people who dedicate themselves in conferences.
当他回到家里把这个意向跟父母交谈的时候，
But when they go home and share this vision with their parents,
受到各方面的拦阻，
They were obstructed in every direction.
这个家庭的压力是非常大。
The family pressure is very great.
我们中国人从小就受父母的教训，要我们孝顺父母。
We Chinese have been taught ever since we are little to obey our parents.
所以当我们听见主的呼召以后，听到父母在我们面前这样那个啼啼哭哭的时候，
And when we hear the Lord's cry, the Lord's call, and then we see the parents cry,
我们的心就软下来了。
And our heart softened.
我们不敢那个继续走在走那个信心的道路。
We are unable to take the next step, the step of faith.
我认识一位弟兄，他在去年奉献给主的。
I knew a brother who dedicated himself last year.
到今年还没有呢，到有什么受那个神学的训练。
But this year still haven't started any seminary training.
他跟我谈过好几次。
He talked with me several times.
我也同情他的遭遇。
And I feel for his problem.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他父母的压力。
Because of pressure from his parents.
他想到父母用这样的辛苦栽培送他来北美来留学。
He thought of how much price and the difficulty his parents went through to send him to the North America.
现在若是要奉献给主的话，那么好像父母的对他的期望呢，完全打破。
If he gives himself to the Lord in full-time service now, seems that his parents' expectations are all broken.
这个压力是非常大。
That pressure is indeed great.
在这方面，我真是佩服西方的弟兄姐妹。
I really admire those Western brothers and sisters.
他们做父母的很愿意他们的子女来奉献来服侍主。
And the parents are so willing to offer their children to serve the Lord.
不久以前，我到台湾跟我们差会一些同工来交通。
And not long ago, I went to Taiwan and shared with some of the co-workers in the mission board.
有一位同工把他自己这个传福音这个做宣教士的经历跟我分享。
One of the co-workers shared with us his own experience coming to be a missionary.
他在我们的差会受派到那个日本有二十多年的工作。
He was sent to Japan for more than 20 years.
他说他刚刚去的时候，哎呀，学日文呢真是难啊。
He told us when he first went to Japan, it was so very difficult for him to learn Japanese.
所以呢，就很灰心，想要回来美国，跟他的父亲在农场里面来帮助父亲。
He felt very discouraged, and he wanted to come back to the United States and work with his parents on a farm.
所以他写一封信说：“爸爸，我要回来了，我没有办法那个继续在日本做宣教士。
”So he wrote to his father. He said, "Dad, I want to come home.And I cannot continue to be a missionary in Japan."
他的爸爸回他一封信。
And his father wrote him back.
其中有一句话这样说。
And he said like this.
If you want to come back to the States, you have to walk over my dead body. 我们中国话就说，若是你回来，我死都不闭眼睛啊。是这样的一个确信，把儿女送出去。
And the parents send their children out with such kind of a dedication. We have sympathy for the Chinese parents. And the parents always love their children. Why is it that those parents would not encourage their children to dedicate themselves?
这里呢, 关联到第三个拦阻。
This is related to the third obstacle.
第三个拦阻是什么的拦阻呢?
And what is that?
我们把服事主做传福音、服事主的工作讲得太消极。
We are very passive as far as this matter of a ministry of serving the Lord.
我的意思是怎样说呢?
What do I mean?
我们很多时候在讲台有形无形中当中把那个服事主的讲得非常消极，说你走这条路啊，是十字架的道路，是受苦的道路，是世界呢不喜欢的道路。
Whether we intend it or not, sometimes when we present a picture of a full-time service, we emphasize on this matter about this way is a way of the cross. It's a sacrifice, suffering.
那我并不是说侍奉主的人不是走十字架的道路。
I'm by no means saying that people who serve the Lord does not walk on the path of the cross.
这条路的确是受苦的道路。
Surely suffering is involved.
走这条道路是世人世界上的人不欢迎你的。
And to be a minister is not welcomed by the world.
但是我们侍奉主啊, 不一定完全是这样的消极的看法。
But we who serve the Lord is not so pessimistic.
我们侍奉主啊, 是个非常光荣的一件事情。
But rather, it's a glorious ministry.
所以我们在讲台里面也好, 在那个个人这个辅导当中, 我们也应该强调那个服事主的另外一方面。
So whether on the pulpit or for personal counseling, we ought to emphasize the other side of full-time ministry.
让我们也看见侍奉主不是这样那可怕的一件事情。
That we may not see serving the Lord to be such a dreadful matter.
好让我们的父母也了解我的儿子我的女儿服事主是一件最好的事情。
That the parents may understand that for their son or daughter to serve the Lord is the greatest event.
所以当我们讲到传福音侍奉主我们一定有一个平衡。
So when we talk about going into the ministry, we must present a balanced message.
当然讲到受苦的时候我们的父母就马上想到传福音做传道做宣教士他们的生活是非常苦的。
Now whenever we mention about serving the Lord, the parents immediately think about to be a preacher, a minister, the livelihood is very poor.
那么爱儿女的父母当然不想他们的儿女过一个很穷苦的生活。
Of course, parents who love their children does not like to think their children living a poverty-stricken life.
所以这一点我们也在教会做领袖的，我们也晓得，我们对这些侍奉主的人不能够刻薄他们。
So leaders in the church ought to understand that we shall not mistreat those people who serve the Lord.
我们这些做的工程师的、做医生的人，你们都晓得一年当中你们收入多少。
You engineers, medical doctors, you know your income every year.
你们不能够对待你们的牧师、你们的宣教士好像一个讨饭乞丐一样。
You cannot treat your pastors, your missionaries, as if they are beggars.
所以我们需要把这些拦阻挪掉。
We must remove those obstacles.
感谢主的恩典。
Thank the Lord.
我在上面所提出的三个的拦阻，我看见很多慢慢有改变。
I've witnessed that those three obstacles have gradually been removed.
所以我们要看一看，到底我们为什么要参与加入这个普世传福音的事工。
So let us think of why we must participate in the world mission.
难处除掉以后，
after we remove the obstacles,
我们要注意到我们为什么我们华人基督徒要参与这个事工。
We must pay attention to why the Chinese Christians ought to join in the world mission.
头一个原因,
the first reason,
这个是主耶稣基督的吩咐。
It's the command from the Lord Jesus.
这个吩咐请大家打开马太福音第28章。
Please turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 28.
最后两节,
the last two verses.
所以你们要去十万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age.
举一个理由，我们华人基督徒为什么要做差传，就是这个是主耶稣基督的吩咐。
The first reason why Chinese Christians ought to be involved in world mission is because it's Jesus' command.
在马太福音这一段经文的吩咐不单是给十二个使徒的。
The passage in Matthew is not only given to the 12 apostles.
也不单单是给早期的基督徒。
Nor only to the early Christians.
也不是单单给那个西方的基督徒。
Nor only to Western Christians.
也是给我们华人的基督徒。
But also to the Chinese.
因为在幕后最后一句话，他说：“我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
Says here, now I will be with you always to the very end of the age.
使徒已经不在了。The
apostles are here no more.
怎样耶稣基督能够与他们同在，直到世界的末了呢？
How can Jesus be with them to the end of the age?
我们今天存在。
And we are here today.
我们靠主的恩典还是有生命在地上。
By God's grace, we are still living.
我们是蒙恩得救的人。
We are one who are saved by grace.
所以我相信这个使命也交托给我们华人的基督徒。
I believe this commission has been entrusted to us, the Chinese Christians.
若是我们没有其他的理由的话，
If there is no other reason,
这个就是最好的理由。
This is the best reason.
我们是信主的。
We believe in the Lord.
我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
We are disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们是主耶稣基督的精兵。
We are the Lord's soldiers.
那么他既然吩咐我要做，那我不能够不做。
Since he commanded me, I can do nothing but to obey.
若是我要忠心于他，顺服他的话，
If I'm to be loyal and obedient,
那么我们一定要做。
We must do it.
所以我们做差传啊， 不是可有可无的事情啊。
So missions is not an elective.
也不是因为西方的信徒这样做， 我就 keep up with the Jones， 我也要去做。
And it's also not because we do it to keep up with the Western Christians.
我们广东人有一句俗语啊，怎样说呢？
And this Cantonese saying,
有很多时候我们做事情跟别人做，我们怎样说？我们说啊，你蛮金对人有我有。 I'm sorry, those Mandarin speaking people, you cannot understand the Cantonese expression.
I cannot.
所以我们做差传不是 keep up with the Jones.
So the reason we do missions is not to keep up with the Joneses.
我们做差传是因为主耶稣基督吩咐我们去做。
But we are involved because Jesus Christ commanded us.
我们不做不行。
And we cannot get out of it.
所以这个是第一个理由我们应该去做的。
That's the first reason why we must.
第二个理由。
Second reason.
我们看路加福音第12章。
Luke chapter 12.
48节最后两句。
Verse 48, the last two phrases.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
这个是一个很普通的原则。
This is a very common principle.
有权利必定有义务。
With privileges come responsibility.
这个是我们在社会上一个很普遍一个原则。
This is a common principle in the society.
我们的主耶稣基督借着一个很普遍的原则应用在一个。We
enjoy only the grace, but when the responsibility comes, we don't enjoy it.
那1983年快要结束了。1983
is quickly coming to an end.
每年我们都要向 Uncle Sam 交税。
We have to pay tax to Uncle Sam every year.
等到每年交税的时候，我们就叫苦连天了。
That's when we grumble.
我们说，这个政府抽我们这样多的税。
The government is taking so much tax from us.
但是你要晓得，
But you must realize.
因为你赚钱多，你赋税也多。
You pay so much tax, it's because you make so much money.
你若是不想多赋税的话，
If you don't like to pay so much tax,
当这个聚会以后，回到你那个老板面前跟他说，
Go back to your boss after this conference.
老板啊，请你不要加薪薪水给我啊。
Boss, please don't give me a raise.
请你把我的薪水减掉一半。
Why don't you cut some of my salary?
若是你真的这样做的话。
And if you do that,
你明年四月十五号交税的时候呢，你不要交的这样多了。
You wouldn't have to pay so much tax when April 15th comes.
你享受多，你的责任也多。
When you enjoy more privileges, you have more responsibilities.
这个是很自然的一件事情。
That's so very natural.
所以我们的主耶稣基督用这个一个很普遍的原则，应用在一个属灵的原则里面。
Our Lord applied this very simple principle in the spiritual matters.
我就看到我们在北美这些基督徒啊，从神当中领受特别多的恩典。
And I have observed that the Christians in North America have received abundant grace from God.
神给我们在教育上有这样多的机会。
The Lord gave us so much opportunity for education.
我们有的从 Harvard, 有的从耶鲁大学，有的从 MIT, 从各个这个出名的学校来的。
Some of you come from Harvard, from MIT, from Yale.
所以神把我们带到这里，给我们有的第一流的受教育的机会。
The Lord gave us the first class opportunity for education.
那么我们所在教育上，我们有这样多的机会。
So in education, we have so much opportunity.
所以这二十多年以来啊，在那我们这里华人那个地位完全跟以前不一样。
So the place of Chinese in the society has changed greatly during the past 20 years.
早几十年，什么华侨在这里，什么的菜刀拿菜刀是最多。
And in the earlier days, the Chinese immigrants are identified with a meat cleaver.
现在那个 PhD 多得不得了。
But now they have so many PhDs.
我负责这个教会，一个小小的教会，差不多有三分之一的人呢有这个 PhD degree。
I'm responsible for a relatively small church. About one third of them are PhDs.
你看，神恩待我们这帮人在学术上有这样多的机会。
The Lord has given us so much opportunity in scholastic achievements.
我们在这个国家里面有很多机会来在那个我们的 career 当中那个求长进。
And we have so much opportunity to develop our careers.
各方面神都给我们有机会。
The Lord has given us so much opportunity.
那么我们领受这样多的恩典。
Now that we have received all those blessings,
我们对神的责任也大。
We have greater responsibility toward the Lord.
我们比我们父母还带着做基督徒，这个机会多得不得了。
We have had so much more opportunity than our parents' generation.
所以我们在神面前有一个责任，把他的工作传遍普天下。
Before the Lord, therefore, we have this responsibility.To spread his gospel, his ministry all over the world.
有一次，张长基博士 ，Dr. John Chang， 他是在马尼拉这个 Asian Development Bank 亚洲开发银行里面做工作的。
Dr. John Chang, he was one time working in the Asian Development Bank.
他是一个经济学家。
He's an economist.
他有一次对我说。
One time he said to me,
他说我们华人基督徒啊可以做菜船的。
He said we Chinese Christians indeed can do mission work.
他说远东的华人基督徒有钱财。
Chinese Christians in the Far East are rich.
啊，北美的基督徒有人才。
And the North American Chinese are talented.
我们两样才合起来可以为神做工。
When you put those two together, you can really serve the Lord.
所以我很同意他的话。
I really agree with him.
神给我们这一班基督徒有这样多的机会，我们在他面前也有大的责任。
The Lord has given us so much opportunity, and we have greater responsibility toward him.
第三个理由。
And the third reason.
我们华人呢，对各地方的环境很适应。
We Chinese adjust to environments very well.
这个是做宣教士是一个很好的一个条件。
This is a very good requirement for the missionaries.
我们无论到什么地方，我们都能够安居下来。
And wherever the Chinese go, they can settle down.
西方的宣教士，他们到外国传福音，可能他们要带这个 soft mattress 一起去。
Western seminaries may have to bring their soft mattress with them going abroad.
但是我们华人啊，睡在地板上也可以。
But the Chinese can be completely satisfied sitting on the hard floor.
我们的生活也可以很简单。
We can live very simple life.
所以我们若是看一看到在每一个地方你都可以看找到有华人在那个地区。
You go everywhere you find Chinese.
所以我们呢对这对那个地环境地理各方面的环境很容易适应。
We adjust to the different locations and environments very easily.
这一点是神特别恩待我们华人。
This is also a special grace from God.
所以若是我们能够有这样这个优点，我们可以到世界每一个地区工作。
With this advantage, we can go everywhere in the world and serve Him there.
我常常看见有一些在北美的华侨也好，在远东的华人也好。
I've seen a lot of overseas Chinese or those Chinese in the Orient.
虽然我们华人对家庭的观念很深。
Even though the family concept is deep rooted.
但是为着某种原因呢，他们愿意牺牲。
But for some reasons, they are willing to make sacrifice.
在我的教会有一些年轻的夫妇，他们怎样呢？
In my church, there are some young couples.
他们生下一个小孩子以后，他们把他们带回台湾，要婆婆来照顾。
When they have a child, they take the baby back to Taiwan for the grandma to take care of.
哦，这一种观念呢，在西方人在当中真是很残忍的。
And to the Western mind, that's awfully cruel.
生了一个小孩子，你不照顾，你把他掉了给婆婆来照顾。
Now you have a baby, you don't take care of it yourself, and you give it over to the grandma.
但是我们华人为着一个目标，我们愿意牺牲。
But the Chinese, for a goal, they are willing to make sacrifice.
我也见过有一些弟兄。
And I've also seen some brothers.
他们把太太留在台湾两三年，他自己一个人来美国留学。
They left their wife home for 2-3 years and coming here to study.
刚刚结婚就把太太丢下。
They just got married and they left their wife back.
哦，这个在西方人看来也是不可能的。
To the Westerners, how can that be?
哦，你把太太留在台湾，你自己一个人在这里受苦。
Leaving your wife in Taiwan and they come here to suffer.
可是为着某种需要，我们中国我们华人愿意牺牲。
But because of certain needs, we Chinese are willing to make the sacrifice.
若是我们有这样一个心智，
if we have such a state of mind,
我们为主的缘故，为主的工作，
for the Lord's ministry,
愿意付上代价，
we're willing to pay the price.
这个是我们华人的优点，
and that's an advantage the Chinese have.
所以我们可以用在主的工作当中，
so we can be used in the Lord's ministry.
第四点。
And the fourth point,
我们今天服侍主的机会越来越多。
And the opportunities for serving the Lord is on the increase.
今天有很多很多的差会都接纳华人。
Many mission boards welcome Chinese co-workers.
在过去30年以前呢，我们想做宣教士，也许没有这个机会。
30 years ago, if you wanted to be a missionary, you might not have the opportunity.
但是今天很多西方的差会都把门大开，欢迎我们东方人加入。
But many mission, Western mission boards open their door widely to the Chinese Christians.
OMF 有这个东方人。
And there are Orientals with the OMF.
我们那个差会 Send International 也有这个东方人。
So does the Send International.
SIM 也有
and SIM
AIM African Inland Mission 也有
the AIM
所以很多很多这个西方差会都已经把门打开欢迎我们东方人加入
Many Western Mission Boards have opened their doors welcoming the Chinese Christians to join
我们也感谢主在过去10多年也兴起一些华人组织这个差会
We also thank the Lord for raising up many Chinese mission organizations.
在北美洲那个中国信徒布道会是一个例子。
For example, CCM.
所以现在那个神给我们服侍他的机会也越来越多。
The Lord has increased the opportunity for us to serve Him.
30年以前没有的事情。
Which were not there 30 years ago.
你若是要做这个宣教士，你自己一个单身匹马的要去做。
If you wanted to be a missionary, then you have to do it on your own.
但是今天有这些差会都欢迎我们加入。
But today, all those mission boards are open to us.
所以这个是一个大好的机会。
That's a great opportunity.
你若是自己有才干的话
And if you have the talent yourself,
你可以自己开始一个差会。
You can start the mission board yourself.
但是我劝告你。
But I give you advice.
最好还是等一下子迟一步。
It's better that you wait a little bit.
虽然你刚刚离开神学院，你有这样的热心。
You may have just graduated from the seminary and you have the zeal.
但是你没有这个经验。
But you don't have the experience.
所以再等多几年以后，自己才组织一个差会。
Wait a few more years before you started on your own.
那么最好呢，加入一个现有一个差会。
But first join an existing mission board.
这样的机会太多了现在。
And there are so many opportunities nowadays.
所以盼望各位在这几天里面能够多有机会跟每一个机构的人代表能够跟他们交谈。
I hope that during these few days you would talk with representatives from the different mission boards.
所以神给我们这个时代这个代里面的人呢，有很多的机会来服侍他。
Lord has given us in this day and age so many opportunities to serve him.
不但如此，
Not only so,
神在这个时代里面也用各种不同才干的人来服侍他。
But he also used people of many different talents.
以前是单单用一些完全受过神学训练的做牧师做传道。
It used to be that he just used people who had completed the seminary training to be pastors and missionaries.
但是现在侍奉的机会很多了。
But now there are many more opportunities for service.
做医生的也可以服侍主。
Medical doctors can serve the Lord.
在那个工厂里面有这个差会办的医院，医生可以服侍主。
There are many hospitals built by the mission boards. Doctors can serve there.
护士也可以服侍主。
So can the nurses.
还有教师也可以。
And teachers.
所以我们侍奉主的种类比以前多的很多。
So the kinds of services have increased by a large amount.
因此我们没有理由说坐在说主啊，我没有机会去服侍你。
There's no reason for us to just sit there and say, Lord, I have no opportunity to serve you.
所以我相信神在这一次给我们有机会来参加这样一个聚会。
I believe that the Lord giving us this chance to come to a conference like this,
要我们听了以后有行动。
It's because we are to act after we have heard.
我记得我大概三十年前来到美国。
About 30 years ago, I came to the United States.
也是好像你们一样做学生练工程了练其他的东西。
I was a student like you and studying engineering and other things.
但是当神呼召以后，
But after the Lord's call,
我就把自己奉献给他。
I dedicated myself to him.
后来怎样我对于这个宣教士这个工作有发生兴趣呢？
And how did I start to be interested in missions?
大概是在20年前，是1963年。我参加一次那个 Urbana Conference.
20 years ago, during an attending Urbana Conference.
那一次有200多位华人基督徒参加。
About the 200 or so Chinese attended that conference.
那一次也是头一次开始那个 Urbana Conference 给我们华人基督徒有一段时间特别分开有祷告有分享。
That's also the first time the conference allowed the Chinese Christians to be together, have their separate sharing and prayer time.
我记得 Mr. David Adney 在那边那一次聚会。
I remember that Mr. David Adney was at that conference.
我也记得许光道弟兄也参加那一次聚会。
And I remember Stephen Xu also attended it.
我相信在座当中也有还有几个参加那一次聚会。
Probably some others of you also attended that.
所以那一次这个分享的聚会当中，一个一个的站起来告诉我们这个远东方面的需要。
During that sharing time, one by one stand up and shared the need in the Far East.
在那一次的大会当中，
and during that conference,
神的灵感动我。
The Holy Spirit moved me.
我开始对远东的工作呢发生兴趣。
I started to be interested in the ministry in the Far East.
后来回到 Detroit 做牧会的工作做了好几年。
Later on, I returned to Detroit and ministered there several years.
但是这个意向，这个神的呼召没有停止。
But this vision and the call of the Lord did not cease.
所以神为我们开路。
The Lord opened the way for us.
结果在1967年，靠着神的恩典，加入那个 Far Eastern Gospel Crusade。远东福音宣扬会就是现在那个 San International 被派到菲律宾。
So in 1967, by the Lord's grace, we joined the Far Eastern Gospel Crusade, which is called Send International today. And we went to the Far East for the Lord's ministry.
在那边前后有十年的时间来服侍主。
We spent 10 years serving the Lord there.
在那边学习到怎样做一个宣教士。
And there we learned how to be a missionary.
在那边也看到在远东方面的需要。
And we also saw firsthand the need in the Far East.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就是借助那个 Urbana Conference, 我看见那个意象。
Through the Urbana Conference, I saw the vision.
我也相信神也借助这样一个大的聚会。
And I also believe that through this conference,
给我们看见普世差传的意象。
The Lord will enable us to see the vision for world mission.
华人基督徒在过去好像那个睡狮一样。
The Chinese Christians were like the sleeping lion.
现在起来了。
But now it's awaked.
起来以后我们就有行动。
And then we stand up and act.
所以弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
当我们还没有离开这个地方的时候，
before we leave the conference ground,
我真是盼望你们每一个人对主有一个响应。
I do hope that you have this response to the Lord.
主啊，你要我做什么？
Lord, what will you have me do?
每一个人要问这一句说话。
And everyone asks the Lord this.
主啊，在那个普世差传当中，你要我做什么？
Lord,What will you have me do in world mission?
这几天，神主耶稣基督会告诉你。
And in these few days, God and Lord Jesus Christ will tell you.
请我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
亲爱的主，你把我们带到这里，不是偶然的事情。你有你的旨意，要我们在这里学习，要我们在这里得着主的护照，要我们以后有行动。主啊，求你借着讲台的勉励，当我们查经的时候，你的话语光照我们；当我们跟宣教士分享的时候，借助他们的经历来帮助我们；当我们彼此分享的时候，让我们彼此激励，不要忘记主给我们的意象。所以求主在这几天以内特别的恩待我们，使我们成为一股很大的力量，把你的福音传遍普天下。我们这样感恩祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。